QST, QST. This is Mike, WB6CLZ, acting as net control for the Tech Tuesday Net at 1900 hours local time on the K6BB repeater. 147.33 megahertz with an offset of 600 kilohertz and a PL of 131.8. This net is conducted every Tuesday at 1900 hours, conditions complete. This repeater is solely owned, operated, and maintained by the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club. We wish to thank the BBARC for the use of the repeater for this net. The purpose of this net is to provide and promote technical knowledge, education, and information of amateur radio, a gateway to spark interest in various aspects of amateur radio communications. Before I begin, is there any emergency or priority traffic? Please call WB6CLZ. We always like that. Hearing none, are there any bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call WB6CLZ. I have one. I got a call about a half an hour ago from Tom, and he is working tonight and is into something that he just can't pull away from. So he has asked me to take the net tonight and do an abbreviated net. So I think what we'll do is I'll do my little DX report, and then we will go ahead and maybe open it up for questions or any other technical issues that that people want to talk about. And if not, well, Tom said we'll see you next week. Okay, well, I think what I'm going to do is we'll break for a second for a reset, and then I'll give my little DX report that I give every week. Hey, well, very, very, very good conditions, better conditions than we've had in many years. I think it was last Friday, we had a sunspot number of 207. That's getting up there, guys. Right now, Space Weather is reporting a sunspot number of 151 with a solar flux index of 145 solar flux units. You know, pretty good. I know I talked to Ray, WB6PBZ, today, and he told me that conditions were really good. I really didn't have time to get on the air today. I've had a little issue with my 817 that we're going to take with us on vacation in a week or so. Finals went out, so I had to get that down to Yaesu to get it repaired and get that thing working so we can have some fun on our vacation. Reset. Anyway, over the weekend on 10 meters, conditions great. We worked, and this is all with 5 watts on 10 meters. We worked Spain, Slovenia, Netherlands, Wales, and then we took a hike up on the Pacific Crest Trail, which is about the time the finals went out on my 817, and I was hearing Spain, I was hearing all of the Baltic states, Russia, all kinds of stuff, with a very limited antenna. It's a walkabout antenna. It's a little vertical that has a little plug-in where you just change frequencies by plugging a little wire in, and not the best antenna in the world, but I know that if my finals hadn't gone, I would have been able to work them, so great conditions. Anyway, we're not going to do a check-in tonight because I do not have the check-in list, you know, please bear with us on that. We still have a net here, it's just we're not going to check in this week. So anybody else have any DX conditions or anything that they've done with DX to report, please call me, WB6CLZ.
WB6PBZ.
Hey, I knew you'd have something going on out there. Yeah, tell us what's going on, what's happening, Ray.
Well, this WB6CLZ, WB6PBZ, there's an expedition, another one out now, a Russian one, a Russian group. They are down in a French area somewhere. It's TX7M is the one I worked. I worked them a couple of times on 10 meters, different areas. And also Japan is coming in like gangbusters. I mean, really, really good. And South America also, I heard real strong. over on 10 meters and 15 also. I worked a couple on 15 today. So back to you, Mike. Barry Vesick, PVZ.
Hey, Ray, really good. Anybody else have any reports of DX or any propagation they'd like to discuss or anything? This WV6CLZ.
K6BB.
No, we've heard a lot of DX on K6BB. I know on Echolink I worked a bunch of girl guides in England one morning, which was kind of exciting. That's pretty good DX. Anyway, well, speaking of DX, we always know that usually when conditions are like they are, we try to work up the highest frequency that we can work that'll support propagation. And 10 meters usually with the conditions right now is it. So what we call it working up near the MUF, and that's usually where you get the best signals and the most reliable communications when conditions are like they are now. Okay, well, I'm just going to throw it up there, and like I say, it'll probably be an abbreviated Tech Tuesday this week, but if anybody has anything that they'd like to discuss, any questions that I might be able to handle or anything, please give me a call. And we'll see if we can keep this rolling. Otherwise, we're just going to make it a quickie tonight.
Comment, Mike, WV6PVZ.
Yeah, go ahead, WV6CLZ here.
This is Ray, WV6PVZ. By the way, if anybody is interested, there is a walking tea hunt in November. I have the date on it. It is down in the South Coast area, down around Long Beach, in that area. But sometimes they have them up in the upper end. I sent Tom the email on it, but they'll teach you how to build an antenna, how to use it, and different things. But they have it about every month or every month and a half. They have what they call a walking tea hunt. Sometimes they have it up in the Irwindale area at the place. And it's very interesting. If you want to learn to tee hunt, it's one way to do it. It's very advantageous. Break for reset. But I just thought I'd let you know about that. If anybody's interested, they can email me at thedsictbz at awrl.net, and I can forward them the email. But, there's a group that does this on a regular basis. I get the emails from them all the time and stuff. And also, don't forget, you technician class people, if you get an HF rig that'll work on 10 meters, you can work this DX on 10 meters in the lower end. There's a section for the techs that they can work. And so you can get out there and work the DX and work these foreign countries if you want to. So back to you, Mike, WV6 PVZ.
Hey, Ray. Yeah, thanks for the information. I really appreciate that. And then if anybody that's listened to past Tech Tuesdays, basically what you're doing is radio direction finding. You've got your rig, you've got a directional antenna, but, you don't need all that. You can usually go out and meet up with the group, and they'll pair you up with somebody that's has been doing it for a while, knows what they're doing. Good way to learn direction finding skills, and those are always useful if we ever get into an emergency situation, if we want to locate a jammer, all kinds of neat reasons that you would want to do that. And other than that, they're a heck of a lot of fun too. I've been to several with the Fullerton Radio Club years ago when I just got started in amateur radio. I was wondering if we are going to get a satellite report tonight. Clint, but are you around? This is WB6CLZ. Okay, well, I guess not. So, I guess what we're going to do is I'll throw it up there one more time for any questions, anything else, and if not, we'll shut it down tonight, and then Tom and I will pick it up again next week. I'm kind of not the head guy type thing of this stuff, but Tom, I help Tom out all I can. So let's throw it up again. If anybody has any questions regarding the technical nature, please give a call. WV6CLZ here for Tech Tuesday.
KJ6KDL.
Yeah, Jim, hopefully you're closer to home. KJ6 KDL, WV6CLZ, Tech Tuesday.
Yeah, I made it back to my office, then I'll be heading home. Hey, I had a question. You said you're going on vacation. In 2 weeks, I'll be on vacation for 2 weeks, and I plan to do a few things. And I'm wondering, when you get back, are you still interested in doing an antenna class? Because I've got some old pop-up tent rods that I'd like to see if I can fabricate into a Yagi for some of that directional stuff.
Well, Jim, we've been ready all summer, most of the summer, and we'll throw it up there and we'll ask that question to Tom. You know, the garage is ready to go, so we've got a place to do it. If Tom has time, I know he's trying to beat old man winter, getting his stuff put away and put together. And if Tom would help out, I definitely am ready, willing, and able. We're going to be on vacation from the 9th to probably the 15th, something like that. And after that, yeah, as long as the weather holds, any time.
Okay, sounds good. I've seen a lot of plans. I just make sure I pick a good one, and then Tom said if he had some time, he would stop by and do some one-on-one anyway. But it'd be kind of nice to throw that thing together and make sure some people are saying, hey, you sure you want to do it that way, or I got a better idea, and then it'll be more likely to work. So that'd be fun. All right, appreciate it. That's all I got.
Comment?
Kelly, go ahead. K6IQA, WV6CLZ.
I was just going to say it might be worth it for several of us to go and you know, lend Tom a day or two and help him get in front of old man Winter. This is the second year in a row that he has taunted us with the fact that, you know, somebody's moving, you know it's going to snow on him. And now he's trying to get it all put away, and you know it's going to snow on him. So if we all go help and get them all put away and all ready, can we keep the Indian summer going until about the 1st of January? KI6IQA.
You know, I'll do my dance and play my flute and all that stuff, and I'm ready, willing, and able. Depending, you know, all he's got to do is ask. I know I've threatened to come over and give him a hand a couple of times, but he's kind of a loner. Yeah, I'm up for it. If you're up for it, and anybody else, let's do it. I'll do my dance though. Okay, yeah, and if we do an antenna class or something like that, we'll have a couple of HF radios there hooked up to decent antennas. So any of you guys that missed field day and want to play around with HF and see what's going on right now, very interesting things. It's really a good time to be into ham radio. And I keep preaching that you guys have 10 meters even with tech licenses, and 10 meters is just where it's at right now. Okay, one more time, and if I don't have any comments, then we're going to see it next week, and hopefully Tom will be in a situation where he can get there, and Tom has the gift of gab that I don't have. So any comments, questions, or anything, please call WV6CLZ on Tech Tuesday.
CLZ, I let me see if I've got it.
Go ahead, take it.
I've got two antennas that I'd like to bring over. I've got a homemade J-pole that I'd like to check the SWR on, and then I've got a ham stick that I can put it back to the way it was when I found it, when I got it, just by the oxidation signature on the elements, you know, to know how far to slide them in and out. But it'd be nice to really, you know, dial it down to where it was, you know, real, real tight. And if I can at all make it to the next antenna workshop, put me in, Coach, I'll play. KI6IQA.
Kelly, definitely. And, you know, even if we're not having a workshop, get a hold of me. I've got a nice analyzer that I got from a Silent Key, and I actually learned how to use the thing. I actually tuned up my portable antenna today that I'm making for my trip. So, just get a hold of me. We're doing our first of the month, end of the month work right for the next probably 4 or 5 days, but get a hold of me and we'll bring that thing over and we'll take a look at them. But we would rather have an antenna seminar, an antenna workshop, but anytime, you know, give me a call. And that goes for anybody that needs to frequencies or tune up an antenna or something. Got an analyzer. There's a few of them kicking around. I know Tom's got one, and I know Harry has one. So there's enough analyzers around to where one of us can always take care of you. But just get a hold of me. This WB6CL did. Anybody with anything else?
Mike, WB6PBZ.
Henry.
I also want one at the T-Hunt deal. They teach you how to make antennas for the T-Hunt, you know, different types of antennas and stuff. And you do not have to be a licensed ham to go on a T-Hunt down there. You know, so if there's people that are listening that are not hams, you can go on that kind of stuff, just like our seminars on the antennas. Doesn't require a license.
Thanks, Ray. Appreciate that. I know we've been trying to get one together, too, but just not a good year for Tom with the move and everything, and he's got a lot of stuff he's trying to get out of the weather. He's building sheds and stuff, so Tom is the guy that has the extreme technical knowledge. I just kind of get by, but eventually we want to have at least one T-Hunt if the weather holds and if we have decent weather. But we also have life, too. We all know how that goes. Okay, anybody else with any comments?
It's Larry, KS6QJY. Just wanted to jump in and say howdy.
Very good to have you on tonight. Yeah, Tom is indisposed right now, finishing some stuff up. Welcome to Tech Tuesday. It's going to be an abbreviated one tonight. We were going to have the topic of T-Hunts, but we just didn't have enough preparation. And Tom is really the spearhead of Tech Tuesday. I'm just kind of the front man. KA6QJY. Larry, go ahead.
Yeah, I've talked with a few of you guys previously and wanted to jump in here. I just happened to get home at this time and turned the radio on and caught the very end of your session there.
Hey, well, do you have any questions or comments while we got you here? You're the only one that popped up other than Ray and Kelly that you might want to discuss. We're about ready to shut it down unless we have some.
I've got nothing for you. Just wanted to say howdy, and that I try to listen once in a while. Okay, KF6QJY.
Hey, Larry, KS6QJY, WB6CLN. Well, thanks for listening. We appreciate everybody that listens to Tech Tuesday and anybody that makes comments, too. So thanks for being out there. You know, that's what makes this thing click, is a combined effort with everybody pulling in and putting their 2 cents worth in. Okay, one more time. Any questions or comments, please call WB6CLZ Tech Tuesday.
WB6CLZ, K6GVL.
There he is. Go ahead. K6GVL, WB6CLZ. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing just great. I just want to thank you for being out there, and I appreciate all the work that you do on Tech Tuesdays.
Thanks a lot. I really appreciate it. Well, I don't have the gift of gab that Tom has, but, you know, I believe very strongly in Tech Tuesday and what we're doing out here. So I really appreciate that. Thanks a lot. Anybody else? WB6CLZ at Tech Tuesday. Well, we hope to have a regular Tech Tuesday next week, and Tom told me to give everybody best regards, 7-3s, and let you know that he wishes he was here, but he just has He's over his head with stuff to get done before old man winter closes in on it. So, QST, 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 this is Mike, WB6CLZ, acting as net control for the Tech Tuesday Net. Closing the net at 0219 Zulu, and I'd like to return the repeater back to normal use. I'd like to thank everyone for listening in and participating and hope that you can join us again next week. This is WB6CLZ, and we're clear. Again, thanks, everybody.